I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
The legal U.S. child. She's interviewed with Neil Cavuto, Hannity, Nancy Grace, Lou Dobbs, and countless other programs. Her focus has always been the 14th Amendment, which currently is giving illegal alien babies citizenship. So if an illegal comes over the border, they happen to find a nice young man to get themselves pregnant, guess what? They're here for life. Illegal alien babies are not citizens of the USA, and they are not equally and that they are equally as illegal as their counterpart mothers. Illegal alien infants are illegal aliens too. We'll be back after the break with my guest Michelle Dela Croce. Good show for you today. Stick with me. Be back in three. Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Having some technical difficulties trying to get Rob up online as well as me. I believe Rob is on now. And Rob, are you with me?
Yeah, I just, in fact, I tried adding you to the Skype conference. It should work out now. It's showing that you're on with us.
Okay, have you got me?
Loud and clear, my friend. What's up?
Yeah, okay. All right. No, I was just mentioning that you had penned a brilliant article, the Thought Crime Bill, a Declaration of War, and I wanted to have you come up as the roving reporter here and elaborate on this. I've got my guest, Phil Turney, coming up, USS Liberty, here in about, 5 to 6 minutes. So go ahead and fill us in on your journey down the rabbit hole on Congresswoman Jane Harman, if you would.
Well, just over the weekend, I was doing a little bit of follow-up work on H.R. 1955, the Violent Radicalization Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. In short, as we talked about the other day, Thought Crime Bill. And I did a little bit of background research into Jane Harman because, you know, I kind of had this gut feeling. And again, you know, we broke this, myself and Lee Rogers, on, I think it was, Wednesday night, you know, days before anybody else was even talking about it. I mean, Chambers broke it on RBN shortly thereafter, obviously, you know, being part of that network, and then us the next day. But, I mean, nobody was talking about this. So my gut feeling was, okay, maybe I'm taking this out of context. Maybe it's not as bad as I think, you know, because I always try to be a self-debunker. I think you get the best information that way. And I was kind of split between the fork and the road. On one side, it's just another left versus right. Democrat, hey, look at me. We can stop terrorism too. We're tough on terror, that sort of thing. And then on the other side is the scary road, where it's a a globalist shot across the bow of the Patriot movement. Unfortunately, the more I looked into Jane Harmon, her history, her connections, her spouse, the quicker I came to the realization that it was that darker road. Not only is she an AIPAC princess, as a matter of fact, this past October of 2006, she was under investigation from the FBI for trading political favors to AIPAC and other Israeli lobby organizations. She's a favored member of JINSA as well, in order to get the top seat on the – and the God, let me find out real quick exactly. I want to get this exactly right. Trying to scan through this real quick just to see exactly what seat she was going for.
Okay, are we looking on the article?
Yeah, okay. She was trying to become the chairwoman of the Intelligence Committee in the current Congress. You know, I was pretty much assumed that the Democrats are going to take the House. I just wanted to get that right. That was a different one, just offhand. Beforehand, she was already the ranking Democrat on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. I mean, basically, I mean, they call her Joe Schieberman. You know, she's basically Joe Lieberman in a dress, which isn't that far of a stretch. Totally pro-Israel, not even pro-Zionist, pro-Likud, just totally nuts. Very friendly with the Bush administration. As a matter of fact, the guy that she hires her lawyer to get her out of this mess with the FBI was Ted Olson. If you remember, for the truthers out there, his wife Barbara supposedly made one of those impossible cell phone calls when she, at least we believe she died on 9/11. I believe she was on Flight 93 that supposedly hit the Pentagon.
Allegedly, yes.
Right, and they're not even go down that rabbit hole today.
Right, yeah.
Ted Olson at the time had just retired. He was George W. Bush's first Solicitor General. He had actually represented George Bush in the Bush versus Gore case, which had decided the 2000 election before the Supreme Court. So, I mean, this guy's a loyal Bushy, but he also has another past with AIPAC spies. He defended Jonathan Pollard, if you remember, about 20 years ago. Actually, a little more than that now. He's actually serving a life sentence for giving state secrets to Israel while working in naval intelligence. But even Barbara Olson – Jane Harmon, you go back to her case – what she was trading in terms of political favors was using her connections with the Bush administration and the Bush Justice Department to get the two AIPAC lobbyists. And these weren't low-level guys. I mean, you're talking the policy director at the time, Steve Rosen. And this is pretty interesting considering what's going on now, the senior analyst on Iran. And if you know the way AIPAC works, they pretty much have separate departments on what to lobby. And the guy that literally would go and lobby Congress to get tough on Iran, to ramp up attack plans on Iran, sanctions, the whole nine yards, Keith Weisman, was another guy that was charged with spying for Israel. And she actually got the charges slapped down quite a bit. Another guy, Lawrence Franklin, who was revealed to be a source, he got sentenced to 13 years in prison for being the facilitator. His connections are directly to the kingpins of neoconservatism nowadays, Paul Wolfowitz and Doug Fife. He was their underling at the Office of Special Plans, you know, during the ramp-up to the war with Iraq. I mean, it's just – again, all these connections, it's like one big spider web. All mm-hmm. these people are interconnected.
And yeah, they're all in lockstep with one another, and they're pointing at us.
And that's a scary thing. You know,
right, yes.
And that pretty much led me to the conclusion, Mike, that, yes, this is a direct shot at us. This isn't just some empty bill, some fluff bill. I mean, this is legit, and as a matter of fact, it's already in Senate subcommittee.
Now, when did you find that out? Friday afternoon? I mean, they've already approved this, and they must have shot this through right as soon as the last pen – before the ink was dry on the paper.
As a matter of fact, I didn't find this out until Sunday afternoon. They already put it in Senate subcommittee before it passed the House. It was got back in October 15th. They didn't pass this till what, the 23rd of October in the House.
And that just goes to show you that they're – I mean, this bill is on fire to shoot through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is something that you could probably see maybe even before December. I mean, that's scary, scary.
Yeah. Now, you know, I want to ask you one quick thing. This is – they're appointing – in accordance with this bill, they're appointing or 10 different people on a committee to make determinations of exactly what radicalization is and all that sort of stuff. So are we looking at here – that, you know, from the point that George Bush signs this bill into law, that we've got 18 months by which to fight this, or are they going to start acting on this immediately?
My gut feeling is that this is going to be something where, I have this gut feeling, Michael, that you're going to see another Timothy McVeigh. And by that, I mean another stooge, supposedly ex-Special Forces, ex-Navy SEAL, ex-Marine type of guy that'll be involved with the Patriot Movement. He'll probably rise to prominence pretty quickly. He'll stick his face in maybe with the We Are Change people or with the secessionist movement or so on, you know, trying to make a lot of contacts and make himself known in the movement to set up a back history. You know, somebody, oh, I woke up in the military because I saw loose change or some BS like that. And then he's going to go and do something stupid, or they're going to, quote-unquote, stop him before he does something stupid. And that's going to basically make us all – and, you know, and I'm going on with John Stadtmiller today, and I'm interested to see what his reaction will be, because he was somebody that was a part of sort of the original Patriot Movement in the early 90s when all this went on with McVeigh. I mean, part of the Michigan Militia, obviously. The guy's a legend up there.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm interested to see what his reaction would be, because I remember being young and you know, remembering, oh, all these crazy guys with, you know, all these gun clubs, they're all nuts. They're going to take over the country. I mean, you know, obviously the mainstream media brainwashes you at an early age. You're going to see that ramped up tenfold where – and again, you see it now. I mean, yeah, they'll cover 9/11 truth and all this kind of stuff, which really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. You know, it's not affecting us right now. They're not talking about the issues that we're talking about as far as the Federal Reserve. They're not talking about the real implications of a North American Union, of the gun control bills. The Brady Bill was just strengthened as strong as it's ever been, what, 3 months ago. Never talked
about. Well, I'll tell you, yeah, I've got Phil Turney on the line now, and what I want to do, I want to direct people. This article that Rob Bishop penned, folks, is on my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. And this lady, Jane Harmon, obviously is up to her eyeballs in this spider web. And, you know, she's representing the AIPAC lobby, the ADL and so forth, which is, part of, again, they're a strong mover in suppressing what is coming up next with Phil Turney and the USS Liberty, which is another thing that we're going to expose here. It's time that the curtain comes down, and it's time we expose these people for really who they are.
And it's pretty interesting that, you know, all these pro – I don't even say pro-Israel. There's pro-Zionists, you know, with this goal of a greater Israel. In fact, Cy Hirsch came out today, mainstream news, and said that the United States and Israel is physically and financially supporting the PKK, quote-unquote, terror group in northern Iraq, you know, the Kurds. They're trying to ramp this up into a region-wide conflict because they want a greater Israel. It's yet another cog in the New World Order machine.
All right, listen, I want you to do me a favor. I'm going to bring Phil up right now. I want you to stay on Skype with me until the break because we're having some technical difficulties. And from what my board operator has told me, if you leave right now, then I leave as well. And I can't afford to do that because she can call me back during the break. But with no further ado, let's bring up Phil Turney. Phil, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing pretty well. I have my roving reporter, Rob Bishop, on the line. He's going to be with us until the break, simply because we got some technical difficulties going. But if you caught any part of this transmission, we're talking right now about this Congresswoman Jane Harmon, Phil, who has introduced this draconian legislation against homegrown terrorism. And basically what they're doing with the aid of the AIPAC lobby, the ADL, the B'nai B'rith, and so forth, is they are basically trying to point a finger at all of us who are doing everything we can do to expose the truth. Are you familiar with any of this, Phil?
Parts of it, but not all of it. No, I'm not.
Okay, well, that's fine. What I wanted to do, I've got a lot of new listeners. We've got new listeners that are coming on all the time here, Phil. And I know I've heard you several times on Mike Piper's show. I've heard Mark Glynn interview you, and you honored me by coming on the show today, sir. And I want you, if you would, to relive the events of June 8, 1967. You were a crew member on the USS Liberty, and for the sake of these new listeners, I have a lot of veterans out there, too. It's kind of preaching to the choir because they know about it and they've heard you before. But for the sake of my new listeners, I want you to bring them up to speed about what exactly happened on June 8, 1967 and what we're trying to expose here. So if you would, sir, would you kind of give us we're going to go to a break. When we get back, I'd appreciate it if you just bring us up to speed, give us an overview on that, Phil, okay?
Be glad to.
All right. We'll see you in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us. We've got a really great show today, folks. Going to find out about the USS Liberty from a crew member who was on that ship. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney. We're still having some technical difficulties, folks, so I'm speaking to you via a phone line. But as far as the USS Liberty, after surveilling the USS Liberty for more than 9 hours with almost hourly aircraft overflights and radar tracking, the Air and U.S. Naval Forces of Israel attacked our ship. The USS Liberty was our ship, in international waters and without warning. And I'm going to let Phil Turney, survivor of that dastardly attack, bring you up to speed on it. So go ahead, Phil. Walk us through.
Okay, that morning we arrived on station on June the 8th, 1967. I believe it was on the fourth day of the Six-Day War. And we had overflights, as you were saying, recon flights, and the pilots would come so low to the ship that we could see the pilots in the cockpit. They would wave, and we'd wave back at them.
Now, these were Israeli planes.
These were clearly marked Israeli aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
There was approximately 9 to 12 sorties that circled our ship, went over our ship, and they crossed our ship. They could see it from every angle. So we were perfectly comfortable with the Israelis identifying us, which we got information from our radio operators and transmitters that they had ID'd us as a U.S. American ship and friendly. And they put us on their war table as an American ship in the area. And we were steaming at about 5 knots, which meant there were about 12 knots of wind going across the deck with our flag flying. It was not unfurled. It was completely out, just like sticking out like an arm. There's no way that they could possibly mistake us for anything other than what we were. And again, I'll repeat, they did identify us as American and friendly. Approximately a quarter till two, when they changed the watch in the Israeli war room, they took us off their war table as we just vanished. This was their story, and they no longer knew where we were at. But we had not moved basically hardly anywhere. We were only going 5 knots up and down the coast off the Sinai. We were in international waters, approximately 12.5 miles off the coast of the Sinai. And at 2 o'clock, the attack started with jet aircraft strafing our ship with cannons and rockets. And it began then with French Mirage jets dropping bombs on us. This went on for approximately, I don't know, probably 35 or 40 minutes. With the damage that was done just by the aircraft, they estimate there was anywhere from 12 to 16 Israeli jet fighters that were attacking our ship. And at no time during the initial attack on us by the aircraft, at no time could we identify who was attacking us. There were no markings on any of the airplanes whatsoever. They had been painted over, blocked over, or whatever, but we had no idea who was attacking us. We thought the Egyptians were. But the first thing they did was knock out every antenna we had on that ship. And I must let you know that this ship was the most sophisticated intelligence-gathering ship in the world at the time. We were the class of the U.S. Navy when it came to intelligence. But they hit every antenna, every way we had of receiving and giving out information. They hit those antennas. There was only one that was not hit, and the reason it wasn't hit, it was taken out of service because the tuner was bad on it. And Terry Haldabardier, electronics technician, jury-rigged a coaxial wire, and we did get out an SOS to the USS Saratoga and the USS America. USS Saratoga launches ready aircraft. Now, these ready aircraft are conventionally armed. There was no nuclear capability coming to help us. They launch ready aircraft. As soon as they leave the flight deck, they receive orders to return to the ship. Captain Tully was the captain of the USS Saratoga, and he got verification again. He says, repeat, and they said, bring the ships back. At this time, the America finally launches, supposedly with nuclear-armed tipped missiles. They were in the air coming either to incinerate Egypt or to help us. We don't know, but those airplanes were recalled also while we were still under attack.
Okay, Phil, let me stop you. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in three and continue with this. Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty, Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with us. We've got a lot more, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney. And Phil, you were talking about the fact that you got off, or the radio operator got off a radio signal to the Saratoga, and they indeed did launch fighter jets, and also I believe the ship the America launched fighter jets, and they were recalled. Is that correct?
That's correct. They were recalled not once, but twice. They launched again to come help us, and then McNamara got on the line and ordered Admiral Geist to recall all ready aircraft. Admiral Geist took it upon himself to make sure that these were the orders that were given, was to recall these aircraft when he knew the USS Liberty was under attack by a foreign government. And we didn't know which government. And then McNamara got back on the line to Admiral Geis, and he says, "We're not going to attack our ally Israel." Now, if we didn't know who was attacking us, and the USS Saratoga or USS America didn't know who was attacking us, how did McNamara know who was attacking us?
Mm-hmm. And there were no markings on the plane. In the meantime, you and your fellow crew members are getting strafed, you're getting bombed, you're getting torpedoed. There's massive loss of life. I believe there's 34 of your fellow sailors that lost their lives over this. And what was it, 176 of them that were injured, Phil?
Yes, 173 plus injured, 34 murdered, and they also dropped napalm on our ship, which is almost unheard of. I mean, to do that, but they certainly were doing everything they could to put us on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, excuse me, but this being an intelligence gathering ship, and by your own words, the most sophisticated that we had at that particular point in time, you were gathering intelligence in the Six-Day Israeli War, off the coast of the Sinai. So the Israelis knew it was an American ship. They had no doubt. I mean, you by your own admission said that there was the pilots. You could see their faces. You were flying the flag. Okay, they had no doubt it was you. Why, in your mind, Phil, would they have been given an order to attack an American ship, one of their alleged or so-called allies? Why would they do that?
Well, in our minds, they wanted to attack us in a stealth-like manner, which they did with no markings.
Right.
Sink us as fast as they could and blame it on Egypt. Mm-hmm. And bring us into the war. And if that would have happened, if our ship would have went down with all hands and they blamed it on Egypt, there would have been no doubt outrage in this country like you couldn't believe, and the United States no doubt would have gotten into the war, and the face of the Middle East would be completely different than it is now. Even though Israel still is, occupying the territories that they stole, but the only way we ever found out it was Israelis who were attacking us was the torpedo boats. They had the Star of David on their boats, and we reported approximately 45 minutes into the attack that it was the Israelis who were attacking us, and. That word got out all over the world. It went as far as Vietnam, and people in different listening stations that were in the same line of work as we were knew what was going on and knew that aircraft had been recalled when we were still under attack by a foreign government.
How many torpedoes hit the ship, Phil?
Okay, there was approximately 5 or 6 torpedoes shot at us. One torpedo hit the starboard side in the research compartment. That's where the spies were. We called them spooks. And it exploded in that area. And it completely, it just blew to bits 25 young men within an instant. The torpedo blast was so great and so powerful, it picked the ship completely up out of the water, and then it laid it back down, and it shook the ship as it started listing to the starboard side, and we thought we were going to roll over, but then it just settled and stayed at a list, probably I think probably 12%, 14% list to the starboard side, and then the torpedo gunman began their assault on us, on our firefighters and stretcher bearers, shooting and maiming and killing as many American sailors as they possibly could.
And this ship was unarmed. You had no way to fight back.
Well, what we had was 450 caliber machine guns, and those were basically for rappel boarders in port if somebody tried to board the ship. Mm-hmm. But no, as far as armament, no, and they took those 450 calibers out on the first strafing. They were gone, so they were useless, and okay. we had absolutely no way to fight back other than small arms, 45 caliber pistols, and so on.
So in your mind, as you're going through this, Phil, and I know you're I can only imagine what you're doing, assisting your fellow wounded sailors and so forth. I mean, what was going through your mind? Was your life flashing before you? Were you saying, okay, this is it? I know that, this is my last day on Earth. What was going through your mind?
Well, I felt I felt like it could be my last day on Earth, but when you're in that type of situation, you know, you fight for your life, and you do everything you can to stay alive. And thank God for the training I got in the United States Navy, which helped me stay alive. I was in damage control and knew a lot about firefighting and so on and so forth, and that was my job, damage control, and that's what I did. When the torpedo hit, I was dispatched to the repair spaces, and they wouldn't let me in. They had a door there with a keypad on it, and because these guys, I mean, they're highly trained spies, and they don't let anybody in. But they finally, after cooler heads prevailed, they let me in, and another sailor and I, Rick Ametti, went in, opened up the scuttle hatch, and here come Bryce Lockwood. He was a sergeant on the Liberty. He ended up receiving the Silver Star, by the way, for saving several lives before he got out of there. But it was unbelievable. The water was all greasy and black with fuel oil, and you could see the whole ocean. It blew a hole in the top deck, approximately 6 feet by 3.5 feet wide, and you could look down and you couldn't see any of the ship anywhere. All you could see is ocean. That's how powerful that thing was. And if it wouldn't have been for the configuration of what was in those spaces at that time, the torpedo would have went completely through the ship, of course, and we'd have sunk.
Mm-hmm. So this attack went on for how long exactly?
About as long as the attack on Pearl Harbor. Almost 2 hours.
And so the two other ships were notified by your one fellow crew member that jury-rigged the radio transmitter. They both launched. They were both called back. So somebody, McNamara, had mentioned, we're not going to counterattack one of our allies. So he knew, in the upper levels of the administration, he knew who was attacking the ship. It sounds to me like, well, it reminds me a little bit of Let It Happen on purpose on 9/11. I mean, you know, the people that subscribe to the theory that the United States government let it happen on purpose, the American government realized that it was their, you know, alleged or quote unquote allies, Israel, and so they stood down and did nothing. And then to further the insult, they tried to bury the issue. Lyndon Johnson, I believe, and I had read somewhere, Phil, correct me if I'm wrong, but he had made a quote that he wanted to see that GD ship go to the bottom.
Absolutely. He didn't care if every sailor aboard that ship died. He would not in any way, shape, or form embarrass his ally, Israel. So, when your own government leaves you out there to be slaughtered by these people, and by the way, it's just not the LBJ administration. It's every administration since then has covered up this brutal attack and will not address it. They're afraid of it like it was a cobra. If you say anything about it, they say it has already been investigated, case closed. And we've been trying for, for at least the last 23 years to get the word out, because we were ordered by Admiral Kidd that came aboard the ship 2 days later when he talked to everybody. In fact, he got about 4 or 5 of us in sick bay at one time, took off his stars, and said, listen, I want to know what happened. Treat me as just I'm a regular sailor. I'm not an admiral with all these stars. Just tell me what happened, and so I can get this perfectly down right. So we did. We opened up our hearts, told them exactly how we felt, what happened, what we saw, how they shot at our firefighters, stretcher bearers, napalmed us, did everything dirty you could do to a person.
And then he put his stars back on, and he says, now I'm an admiral again. And I'm ordering you, all of you, never to say a word about this to your parents, to newspapers, to anybody. In fact, don't even talk about it among each other, or you'll end up in the penitentiary or worse. We all know what worse meant.
So here is a guy that was obviously ordered by his upper level officials to come in here to find out exactly what was on your mind and then order you never to say anything. And I would assume then, Phil, for a number of years you adhered to his orders and among your fellow crew members that survived this. And then at some point, what did you guys do? Did you get together and decide to come out? Was it one of you, and then more of you joined on the bandwagon, or how did that happen?
That's exactly what happened. A gentleman by the name of Jim Ennis Jr., he was an officer aboard the ship. He wrote a book called Assault on the Liberty. And when I read that book, I found out that I wasn't alone. And after, I think, almost 20 years, then I started opening up and talking about it and trying to get the word out. And we have our own organization called the USS Liberty Veterans Association, which the survivors have put together to keep together and try to figure out some way to get the truth out to the American public. Before we're all dead. I mean, they're just waiting for us to die out right now, because, you know, we're all in our 60s, or some of them are in their 70s. So, you know, it's just a matter of time.
So Phil, you're still to this day, and you guys have been coming out with this for how many years now, 10, 20 years?
About 21 years.
21 years, you've been coming out, and you're still to this day stifled at every turn, and they're doing everything they can do to suppress the testimony of these brave guys that were on this ship that witnessed the murder of their fellow crew members. And, the emotions have got to just run wild within you guys, because I can only imagine, if it were me, to not only have gone through and endured that type of a horrendous event, but then be ordered to shut up about it. How does one expect you to do that? I mean, that is just an atrocious order.
It is, and it was. And I might add that one of the most crucial, important things about this is the government of Israel committed war crimes against us, not only by attacking us and what they did in international waters, but we put our last three life rafts over the side of the ship because we thought we were sinking. The captain orders to get ready to abandon ship. And I personally cut off one of the life rafts that hit the water. And the Israeli gunboats shot two of them out of the water. They sunk. They ended up on the coast of El Arish about 2 weeks later, I understood. And then they took one of our remaining life rafts and took it aboard their boat, I guess, as some kind of a trophy. I heard it was in a museum somewhere in Israel, and then they removed it because there was some stink about it. But what kind of human beings will shoot life rafts with helpless sailors trying to put their wounded in them? And then shoot them completely out of the water is one of the biggest war crimes that I can think of. And we've gone through that with the War Crimes Commission, and they won't touch us with a 10-foot pole. They're not going to say or do anything bad against Israeli lobby or AIPAC or any of them. They're afraid of Israel like you can't believe.
Well, has there been any backlash from, to either you or to any of your crew members by virtue of the fact that you've decided all to come out and tell the truth about what really happened? I mean, have you been vilified, ostracized? Have you been had attacks thrown at you or anything of the sort?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's interesting you ask that. Israel's the people that their government did all the murdering, and we get all the insults. The survivors are nothing but Jew haters, Nazis, anti-Semites, anything else you can call us that would make us look like that we're the worst people in the world. They certainly have done it. I personally have gotten death threats over the phone, and not very subtle either. But we've been suppressed by the news media, especially the you can't get NBC, CBS, anybody involved. All the cable channels want nothing to do with it. It's patriots like you that our only chance of getting the word out is people like you.
Well, we know the reason for that is because all the media outlets are owned by five corporations, and a lot of the owners of those corporations happen to be, I don't want to say Jewish, but I want to say Zionists. And I'm going to address that a little bit when we get back. We got to go to a break, Phil. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special, very special guest, Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty. We'll see you in three. Be right back. Got more for you, folks.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Phil Turney, from the survivor from the USS Liberty. I want to open the phone lines at 800-313-9443, and I've got a caller on the line already, Michael. I'll go to you in a minute, Michael. Just stick with us. But I want to mention, these people that are doing this, is a lot of my listeners, you heard my show last week, I had a two-day expose
on you know, Ryan Dawson's article regarding you know, a Zionist connection to 9/11. I had Rob Bishop up just before Phil Turney came on with this AIPAC promoter Jane Harman that's trying to get this hate crimes legislation passed. We've got hate crimes legislation on H.R. 1955. We've got hate crimes legislation that was just passed. It's in Canada. It's in Europe now. It's part of the reason why Ernst Zundel is in prison for speaking out against the Holocaust. And I want to mention that these people that are doing this are very cunning, very clever, very evil, and some of them may be Jews. Some of them aren't Jews. I'm looking at a website now, right now, called Jews Against Zionism. These people are hiding behind that religion, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, they're hiding behind this religion to carry out these atrocities, folks. And with that, you want to take a call here, Phil?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Michael in Austin. Michael, you're on with Michael and Phil. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. Why is it that they wasted all these American lives for Israel? I don't know what the significance they feel Israel is to them, to waste American lives.
Go ahead, Bill.
I think the wasting American lives is a very good way to put it, because it was a terrible waste. But again, the idea of our government and their government was to sink us fast and blame it on somebody else and reshape the Middle East. And in the last segment, I forgot to add that there were Israeli commandos helicopters that came over to finish us off in two separate helicopters. And they were at the ready to board our ship. And they weren't probably 50 yards from me. And I looked straight at one of the commandos, and he looked at me, and I mean, with the look of death. And I just stood there and I flipped him the bird, and a few seconds later, the helicopter took off. But they wanted us down and dead. But the gig was up. The United States knew that the gig was up. The word was out that the Israelis did the attacking, or I wouldn't be here talking to you right now.
Does that answer your question, Michael?
Yeah, that answered my question. These people are just sick. That's all I got to say. Just sick.
Well, and again, I want to reiterate, Michael, you know, there is an agenda here. There, you know, the military-industrial complex, obviously, you know, is worldwide. They are controlling this hijacked outlaw government that is supposedly the Bush administration. They, according to Ryan Dawson's article, have, you know, they have the implications in 9/11. But, you know, this happened 40 years ago, but I wanted to bring Phil Turney up here today to show you that this is still going on today. And they have been doing everything they can to vilify, to ostracize, to demonize, ad hominem attacks against him and his fellow crew members, to suppress this, because what it is our job to do is to expose this for what it is. And that is
right.
That these people have an agenda here, and they are duping the minds of the dumbed-down American public to make them think, and they're branding them as anti-Semites if anybody tries to speak out, and that's by design, okay? But it's not the Jewish people per se. It's not all Jewish people. As I said, I'm looking at a website called Jews Against Zionism right now. Anyway, this is the top of the hour break. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be back with my special guest, Phil Turney.
With 3.